Okay, they took you way out where, by
way
an old
by
school?
Way out by an old school. I don't remember where or anything. It was just nobody, it seemed like, would be around for miles. And by that time, I knew there were two guys in the back seat. And they said, are we going to have a good time with her? And I said, oh, my God, how do I get out of this one? So the guy in the front, we get there, and the guy in the front seat said, get out of the car. And I said, what do you mean? He said, get out of the car. He said, get in the back seat. So he made the one guy get up in the front seat with him. The other guy, he raped me. He took my clothes off, and he raped me. And, oh, I was a mess. Then he told the other guy that he could have me. When that guy was finished, the other guy took me. So that's three guys all in one time. And I was like, I just said, this is it, you know. I didn't know if I was going to get home alive. I really didn't know what was going to happen to me. They did take me back where they had picked me up, dumped me out of the car, said, get out of the car. If you ever tell anybody about this, they said, we'll kill you, said to me. So I was so scared and so upset and so nervous by that time, I did not want to go home. I did not know where to go. I didn't have really, I had friends, but I didn't have that kind of friends.
What do you mean, that kind of friend?
Well, the kind of friends where I could go and stay, like,
I see. Yeah.
For the night or whatever. I probably could have stayed the night, but in the shape I was in, I just didn't want to.
Sure.
So I'm walking around trying to decide what to do, and I run into the woman, this older woman again, named Gladys, who had showed me in these bars in the beginning, and it, you know, had taken me there and introduced me to the gay bar.
Mm.
I said, Gladys, I said, you know, something terrible has just happened to me. I said, I don't know what to do. I had to tell her what happened. I said, I can't go home because I can't take any more of this. So she said, well, I'll tell you what, I think you should really go and see a doctor. So she took me to the hospital. I told them what happened. I filed a report. And they asked me where I lived. I said, I'd rather not disclose that information. I just feel like I cannot go back there again. And I stayed at Gladys's for the night. And then I can't remember exactly what happened, but there were some people, they were like church people or missionary people that she had me talk to the next day. They weren't Salvation Army, but they were something different. And they talked to me, and they found me a place to live. They got me an apartment, and they paid the rent for me for a week, and they were trying to get me situated somehow so that I would be able to get an income. I think it was welfare then. In the meantime, I still wasn't too happy, and my friends still had not found me, but I felt in my heart I was still close to this area, and I felt that she was looking for me and that she would find me.
Yeah.
And it did happen. I would say about 2 weeks after that, she did find me. And we had a terrible, terrible argument. And I thought that she was going to beat the living shit out of me. But
did she hit you?
She did hit me. And I had a black eye. Well, she had hit me, and when she hit me, it was like in the center of my nose here. She didn't break my nose, but it like gave me two black eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And my face was all swollen. And I had to go to court the next day because I had not been arrested, but I had one episode when I was out there working that I had to, something I had to go to court for. I can't remember exactly what it was, some particular incident that I went to court. She said, well, you can't go to court like that. I said, well, I have to go to court. If I don't go to court, they'll lock me up.
Right.
And I will go to jail, and I'm not going to jail for anyone. So I went to court like that. I don't know where she went. She went out somewhere. Went to court, and the judge said, what happened to you?
Okay.
And I said, well, I said, I just, you know, I just ran into a terrible experience with this person, and I said, I can't take any more. And I said, I don't dare tell you her name. I just, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation. And I did go on so far as to tell him that I had gotten another apartment, that I had tried to get away from her and tried to go on my own. And a few of the things that had gone down, I brought it out to his attention. And he said, well, you certainly cannot go back into that environment.
Mm-hmm.
So I was placed on probation for this particular incident. Placed on probation. I was a very rebellious person, though. I didn't like the officer because she wanted me to wear skirts. She insisted that I wear skirts to report for probation the one time I went there, and I had jeans on. She said, I thought I told you to wear a skirt here. And I said, well, I don't happen to own any skirts. And I said, and I don't have the money to go out and buy any. She said, well, borrow one then. She made me go home. She made me somehow I had to go and borrow a skirt. I don't remember how or who. I came back and I had a skirt on. And she was just so nasty, you know. I said, damn, you know, in my heart. I was just so aggravated and angry about everything. I said, I think I'd rather just go and do the 6 months rather than have to come down here and report to this asshole.
Sure. Okay.
So, I don't know, I just started drinking again and kind of going all crazy, and I didn't report to my probation officer. I remember very well sitting one night in Dugan's Bar and Grill, Billy Dugan's.
And what year?
This was all happening in the 50s. This was still in the, it would have been a little, let's see, maybe in, sitting there, and I was just about stoned out of my mind because I was doing a lot of drinking, and I was finding that I wasn't happy. I was upset all the time, and all of a sudden I felt this hand on my shoulder, and I felt this picture being slapped in my face, and the guy says to me, are you so-and-so? Well, I couldn't say no. He slapped the picture in front of me. So it was the police, and they said, you're so-and-so, and you're on probation, and you're not supposed to be in here. You're supposed to be in at a certain time, blah, 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 blah. And he said, I guess we're going for a little ride.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I guess we are. So they took me, and I spent 6 months in the Erie County Correctional Facility.
Where?
In Alden, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I got 2 months off for good behavior, so it was like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been through such hell in my life. It was like I can't stand being locked up to this day because I was abused as a kid, locked in frozen rooms and with the door shut for hours on end. So over there, you like get locked in your cell at night. The only thing you really had to do was like... work. I worked in the kitchen. They gave me a choice. I don't know. Maybe God was with me on that. But worked in the kitchen. I did the dishes. And we were always hungry. It seemed like we never got enough to eat because there were women in there at the table that would really take more than their share, and there weren't always seconds. The food was really shitty, but the only thing you really had to look forward to was something to eat. I used to steal food for the girls and bring it back, you know. And I learned in my life that nothing comes easy. And everything that I ever really learned from any of this stuff that I learned from the School of Hard Knocks. So when I got out of this place, oh, and incidentally I forgot that during the course of that time, I never had a visitor.
Your woman friend that you had lived with
never
came to see you?
Never one time came to see me. Never. I didn't receive any letters. Everybody else got money for stuff. I received nothing. I worked. I slept. I ate. I sat. So I know what it feels like to be locked up.
Mm.
I experienced a lot of hurt, I would say, in the period of my life, in the early years of my life. And then I came out of jail and I said, it's time for me to find out what I'm really going to do with my life.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you a little bit more about the jail experience. And I know you were only in 4 months, but was there any lesbianism in the jail?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I used to play chicken for other women so that they had favorites.
What's chicken?
watching out for people, for the matrons, for the people who wanted to have sex with someone or do something that they shouldn't be doing in there. So I used to watch for the matron, for them to, you know, do their little activities. And like I say, I've always kind of gotten along with people, so it seems like your black people always kind of ran the jail. The black women always kind of ran things and seemed to have a power over the groups that were in there, things that would happen. If you weren't in with them, you just weren't the in person, you know.
Did you get in with them?
I was friendly with them, yes, because I didn't want any problems. I just wanted to do my time and get the fuck out of there. And it was like I did have a relationship while I was in there. I met this real young, cute, very good-looking Spanish woman, and her name was Tony, and she was doing a stretch for 4 years for having did some forging her check or something. We became very good friends. We became lovers while we were in there. We found time to be together. She was very jealous of me. I learned in there, I think, what love was. And in a way, it wasn't right, though, because it was like I was inside. I knew that it wasn't going to last. It was like I had a mixed-up conception of everything. I thought, you know, when is something good going to happen for me? This is all I could think of. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to get out of here, and I want to really find something good in my life, find someone that I could love and that will love me, treat me the way I want to be treated, as a human, as a woman, as a person. I still have a tattoo burned into my leg that before I left the jail, that she burned her name in my leg. They use a pin and ashes, and it doesn't hurt. It just is, it's very faintly, you can see it, but it says Tony right close by my knee.
Did a lot of women do that?
Yes, all of them did. It was really a funny thing. They liked each other, so they would put something like that on their leg or up close to their, you know, private area there where someone couldn't see it, you know. Uh-huh. They would do that.
Were there lots of lesbian relationships in the jail?
Yes, there were. Yes, there certainly were, because some of them were doing long-term, I would say, stretches. That's what they called it. Some of them were in for, well, this girl had done time, and she was still in for 4 years, so I figure when I got out, she still had 2 more years to go.
Yeah.
So in 2 years, you'd get pretty pretty lonesome. If you weren't a lesbian or gay or whatever, you'd certainly want to try something before you're ready to come out of there.
Mm-hmm. Did the matrons know?
One of the matrons there was gay. Miss Drago, in fact, her name was. I'm not sure if she's still with that facility, but she was cool. In fact, she caught Tony and I one time.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you know, she said, I could stop you from going home. And she said, I could stop you from getting your privileges. But she said, I'm just going to forget about it this time, because you've never really gotten into punishment or gotten into any problems.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, you know, I guess God must have been on my side there, because I would have had to remain there for an extra 2 months. And I don't know. I believe I just pulled through that by the skin of my teeth and the help of God, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horrifying experience. Being locked up is awful. And it's like you just see nothing. You see nothing good. And you have so much time to think about every aspect of your life, like what's going to happen, or what am I going to do when I get out? How am I going to live? And And then things like in there, just the only thing you really have to look forward to is your meals and the little things that you do. You were glad to have some kind of work to do, you know, to pass that time away like a human.
Very protective. So the relationship you had seemed to be a little bit of a break.
Yes, it was. It was pleasant. The only thing I didn't like about her was she was so damn possessive. I've always kind of been the type of person who likes to be very independent. I like leaning on someone for decisions. I like someone stronger in the sexual area of things, but I don't like being told what to do. I accept things better if someone will suggest to me, would be nice if you do this, or better if you did this, not saying you have to do this. Mm. Because it seemed like from very early in my childhood I was being told, you have to do this, and you've got to do this, and shoving me here and pushing me there, until to this day I rebel against that very strongly. Mm-hmm. I can't stand it.
Was Tony butch?
Yes, very much so. Mm-hmm. Excellent lover.
So that was good for you.
It was good for me. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. I felt, even in there, I felt needed. I felt wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I felt good about it, except for the part that she was very possessive. She didn't like me looking or even talking to anyone else, which is kind of mm-hmm. stupid, but there are some women that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I came along in years, I learned that very well.
So you came out, and how old were you when you came out?
Well, actually, when I really came out, I guess...
I mean, came out of jail is what I'm talking about.
Oh, this was... ages matter, aren't good with me at all.
Well, you said you got in trouble, it was 1957, it's still 1957 when you're out of jail, or 58 by then?
It would have been... Wait... No, if I did. No, it was still 1957.
Okay, so all this happened in that
right.
one year.
You're right.
Okay, so you're back out of jail. And
back out of jail.
And meanwhile, I kind of like to recap what's happened. You've had one sexual experience with a woman,
mm-hmm.
you know, that first woman.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get into this roommate situation with a woman who will only let you do things to her and then makes you become a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Then this, you know, this jail thing happens. The rape happens and the jail thing happens. And meanwhile, you actually only had one relationship that was...
And that was inside, which was,
uh-huh.
which was, you know, I knew would not be a proper type of thing, whereas I could get any satisfaction, things would ever be better in my life. Mm-hmm. It was just, at that point in time, it
yeah.
It was fine because it was the only thing there.
Right. I want a question I forgot to ask you, and that is, how did the relationship in the jail start? How do people let each other know they want to be with each other in
a
jail?
It's just, I think that I was the one. I used to see her looking at me, like when we were having dinner, or when we worked in the kitchen together too, but she was in a different part, like I was in the part where the dishes, I had to clean the dishes and stuff, and she was like in another part where the food was being handled and so
mm-hmm.
forth. But I used to catch her looking at me a lot, but she was a very attractive girl, and I used to watch her too, and I just felt a very strong gut desire within me that I would like to be with this woman. It's funny, I've always just really... when I saw something that I wanted or that I liked, I would really pursue that and really try to get it. And it was just, one night we were sitting, it was like in the, I guess you would call it a rec room, like where they have the radio and the TV and all that junk. And we had never really sat too close together, but we were sitting close together that night, and she just kind of said real quietly that, I would like to be with you sometime. I find you very attractive. And I said, well, you know something, Tony, I think I would like the same thing. And she said, well, we'll decide when we can do it, when we can get together. So we got the schedule pretty well down pat when different matrons would be on, and when we had to do it, though, before we got locked in our cells at night, and it was hard. So we used to have someone watch for us. That's what they call play chicken for us, so that we could, you know, try and
Where did you do
get
this?
Together. Right in our cells on the floor, but the cells were open in the daytime and then locked at night, a certain time at night.
Uh-huh.
And it was very hard, believe me, it was hard.
Were they single cells?
Or yes, single cells, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We got together more than once.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the only thing that helped me to keep my sanity.
Yeah.
At that time, was realizing that I had a little something to look forward to, because when you're locked up, you just lose a lot of hope, you lose a lot of everything. And it seems like an awful hell of a story, because it seems like so many awful things happened, but then there were good things, and I was placed on welfare. Well, that wasn't so good, but there weren't too many jobs right then.
After I came out of jail, okay.
I was placed by this another probation officer on welfare, and I got a decent apartment, and incidentally, this woman that I had had all this problem with moved away to another city, to Syracuse, New York. I have never had any trouble with her since. Only one time she came back, and she asked me if I'd like to go back to Syracuse with her, and I said, never, never.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't go across the street with you, I told her. And, well, I lived alone for a long time, still continued to go to the bar.
Is it the same bar that's open then?
Mm-hmm. Same bar. I went to other bars too, but it seemed like most of the things that were happening to me then were centered around bingos. I went to the Carousel. I went to many other bars, Chesterfield, Dugan's, the Mardi Gras. I sort of circled around, and the main things that were happening to me were happening from Bingo's bar. The people that I was meeting and seeing and socializing with were at Bingo's.
Did you have a close circle of friends from Bingo's?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Were they femmes, butches, both?
I would say both.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed to me like more of my friends were butch types. I don't know why, maybe because I felt a stronger, something stronger somehow with them, a stronger feeling. I don't know how to say that. Let's see. It was like sometimes the femmes, I think, at that time were sort of, they just depended on, it seemed like they depended on their butches for so many things. The butches were so strong and strong-looking in the early days like that. They just were, I felt like, in sitting down and talking to them, I just felt more at ease about things and more satisfied, I guess, to have more butch friends than I did femme friends.
That's interesting. Do you know if other femmes felt that way, or were they friends with each other?
I don't know too much about how they felt. I was kind of a loner in a lot of ways. I just a lot of the femmes I didn't like. It was, I felt like a lot of them were jealous. If you even would talk to their butch or something, they'd get all upset about it, or they'd think you were trying to make them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the type of person that I am. I just, if I wanted something, I knew what I wanted, but I felt that if someone were in a relationship with someone, I am not the type of person to interfere with that.
Yeah.
But there were people that did try that,
mm-hmm.
and but I've just never been like that. I like to see people happy and doing their thing and whatever.
I'm watching to see if the needle is moving. Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, it's okay. Right. Sometimes the needle doesn't move, and then I can't tell if we're picking up sound, but I think we are. Okay. So, because you were a loner, you really didn't catch what the feelings of other femmes were at that time?
No, I didn't.
Well,
and I wasn't too interested in femmes. I never really... never really have been. I don't think I am now either. I just,
Well, you know, like straight girls have girlfriends, and I wondered if femmes have girlfriends too.
Yeah, they probably do. I never really gave that too much thought. It was like, I think most of my friends, well, I was friends with Pat, and I was friends with Diane in those days, yeah. And these women were all butches, and yeah. Andy, and different people, and it does really, come to think of it, it's really strange to think about that. Most of them were all butches, you know. I just felt more of a peace, I guess, in being around them, more comfortable feeling, so to speak.
I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. My friends mostly butchers too.
Yeah, I still feel that way. I like butch type women, but it's so totally different now. Though not straight on another subject, but I don't like someone who looks real mannish. This was where one of my lovers and I had a real problem.
So you like butch women, but you didn't like them to look too masculine,
right?
Even your friends, or didn't it matter?
Well, it didn't matter about that, but someone who I'm going to be with, I don't care to have him look like
a guy
with a crew cut and a man look and stuff like that. Because I felt all this bullshit that I had put up with in my life, it just reminded me too much of a man, and I couldn't handle it too well. I just didn't care for that type of thing. And then in the early 50s, when I came out, women were dressing, I would say very butch, the shoes, the shirts, the little ties and so forth.
So how did you find women who were the kinds of butches that you wanted but didn't look so butchy?
Well,
at that time,
I didn't always. I think the one woman that I went with sort of had the Elvis Presley look, dark hair, slick back. It was interesting to me then, because when I went with her, she was 15 and a half years old. And,
Really?
Yes.
This is after you're out of jail already and back in the community.
Right.
And you're how old by then?
No, this was before. This was before that. I think I'm getting this mixed up here.
Okay, let me do this. Okay, I understand. So the woman, your first woman that you slept with was very butchy looking.
Right.
Yeah. And then after you get out of jail, women are still looking sort of butchy, aren't they? And so how'd you find anybody?
Okay, well, I liked my friend a lot, this one that I'm telling you about now.
You like that first woman, you mean?
No, this next one I'm telling you about
the
now.
The next one, okay.
The one we just took the tape off to...
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, better do it now.
All right, now I got it straight. About who's who.
Okay, she was very interesting. At that time, she was had a beautiful shape. Of course, at that time, I was not heavy either. I weighed, I would say... I was about 135 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And she was slim?
She was, looking really good. Mm-hmm. I would say she was butch looking, but yet she was just something that appealed to me. She was very sexy. She was very attractive. Just everything about her I liked. I don't know. We spent most of our time in bed.
Now this is a 15 and a half year old who's coming into the bars?
Yes. Yes, it was. Not
did
too much.
Make she you nervous?
Well, no. I was kind of wild when I was younger, I think. I just, you know.
And how old are you?
I just wanted
to
find myself, you know, and I just couldn't really.
How old are you when you went with her? 19, 20?
Around, yeah, between 19 and 20. Years old. It was like, she was just, I don't know, she was just it. I just, as soon as I laid my eyes on her, you know, and. She is a pretty woman.
Oh, I know her now. Yes, yeah, she's
a pretty woman. She was funny. She was interesting. She made me laugh. She was excellent in all sexual areas. She was just everything that I felt that I really wanted and needed in someone. Sometimes I think that I had wished we would that we could have stayed together forever. But nothing is forever, and always is a lie. That's,
You really believe that?
Well, I don't know. I read a book that said that one time, and it just seemed in my life that everything that I have ever really, really loved or really wanted was, I lost, or it was just, I didn't last, or it just, wasn't meant to be, or however you could term that. It seemed like we stayed together for a while, and then we just split. It was just like gone with the wind.
How long is a while?
Oh, I would say a couple of years.
Really, that long?
Yes, a couple of years. We went through a lot of hard times. Neither one of us really were working. We didn't have a lot, but those 2 years were good. We made it. A lot of